is also a complete protein, which is why a lot of vegetarians and vegans eat plenty of it. It has all the essential amino acids and a lot of important vitamins and minerals, including B vitamins and iron. So it's good for people who don't eat a lot of meat. Hi, welcome to the Shrinks on Third, our psychology and social justice podcast. I'm psychologist Julie Mayer.
And I'm psychologist Cindy Ariel. Welcome in.
So Cindy, I'm mostly a pescatarian for some years now. Actually, most of the time I'm vegan, except here and there I'm pescatarian.
I am too. And definitely mostly vegetarian and sometimes vegan. But more and more people are too, which is good for our bodies and the environment.
And you know what has increased as a result in the United States anyway, because in many countries it was already a basic staple of the diet?
I do know what you're referring to, Julie. Eating soy is a lot more common than it used to be, and most people are somewhat familiar with it now.
Basically, soybeans are a type of legume or seed pod, like lentils, peas, and beans. Soybeans are originally from East Asia, and research shows they offer a lot of benefits for health and diet.
Yes, and we've heard a lot of different opinions about whether soy is good or bad for you, though, especially women, and especially for breast health. There's a lot of misinformation about soy-based food.
Right? That's exactly why we're talking about it today. I hate misinformation, don't you?
Yes, I do. So, Julie, it turns out that soy is not bad for women's health and can actually be great, but it is a little bit complicated.
Yeah, so many things are. Whether soy is good specifically for you might depend on how old you are, the type of soy that it is, and if you already have a breast cancer diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. The reason for all the complication is that while soy doesn't have any human estrogen in it, it does have a compound in it called isoflavones, which are a type of what they call plant estrogen.
And lots of other foods, including other legumes, fruits and nuts, even fruit teas, also have isoflavones. But soy has by far the most out of any other food.
That's true, Julie. Plant estrogen, or more scientifically, phytoestrogen, doesn't affect the production of estrogen in your body, which happens naturally in the ovaries. It doesn't increase estrogen, so that's not a worry.
And phytoestrogen is also a lot weaker than human estrogen, so it doesn't have as big an impact, but it can still attach to estrogen receptors in our bodies, and it can cause some estrogen-like activity.
When the phytoestrogen attaches to estrogen receptors, it can block our natural human estrogens from binding there. That's what's causing the confusion for people about whether it's good for you or dangerous.
Right. When the phytoestrogens attach to the receptors in our bodies, they actually create a protective barrier, which can be good for women, especially during certain stages of life.
Isoflavones are also significant because even though they're much weaker than human estrogen, they still act similar to it, and estrogen can impact breast health.
So given this, we were also concerned about postmenopausal and trans women who have to take estrogen.
But the plant estrogens are really too weak to make any major negative impact, and it doesn't seem to hurt postmenopausal or trans women.
When estrogen and other hormones decrease during menopause, women start to experience symptoms. Not every woman, but lots of women experience hot flashes and, you know, sleep deprivation and sometimes more complicated symptoms like bone loss. If hormone replacement therapy is not an option, then getting phytoestrogens from soy could actually be helpful.
Most of this is good news because, like we said, plant-based diets have become so much more popular, and a lot of vegan and vegetarian diets do include soy.
Right, because it has protein. It used to be feared that it would increase the risk of developing breast cancer, but this is just not the case.
Eating soy isoflavones can actually reduce the risk of breast cancer in women. In fact, research shows that the more soy some women eat in adolescence and early adulthood, the less their risk of breast cancer might be.
Which is kind of a great thing. There's an important note for breast cancer patients here, though. While the information we're giving is important for breast cancer prevention, it's kind of a bit of a different story if you already have breast cancer.
Yes. Depending on the type, breast cancers respond differently to estrogens. Women with breast cancer or who have had breast cancer have to be more careful with phytoestrogens.
And similar to this, soy doesn't seem to negatively affect the thyroid in healthy people, but it might make a difference if you already have a diagnosis of hypothyroidism.
Which I did not know before this.
Me either, yeah.
So, people undergoing cancer treatment or who've been diagnosed at any point with certain types of cancer, and those with thyroid issues should talk to their doctor to find out what's safe for them. You know, what level of soy intake would work best for you in staying as healthy as you can.
And these are the main caveats we found in looking at soy's impact on women's health. That's really it. And while soy's influence on breast health has had the most attention, it actually has a lot of other less well-known but really significant health benefits. For one thing, isoflavones have antioxidant properties, and antioxidants are good for you. They protect your body's cells from cancer, heart disease, and other diseases.
Yeah, that was awesome to find out.
Yeah.
They're also actually used to treat a variety of hormone-dependent conditions like some cancers, menopausal symptoms, heart disease, and osteoporosis. Researchers have found that soy isoflavones are effective in slowing down bone loss after menopause.
And certain soy isoflavones also help keep cells in the tissues of the prostate, lung, and breast healthy.
So it turns out soy helps balance estrogen, can be good for cholesterol and heart health, diabetes prevention, and menopause. A large study in Japan, where they eat a lot of soy, found that the higher the intake of tofu in women, the lower the risk of type 2 diabetes.
They must have like none in Japan because they eat soy all day long. So soy protein was also found to significantly decrease your LDL, which is your bad cholesterol, which also decreases total cholesterol. And this also impacts heart health.
Right. At least one study found that women who ate the highest amounts of isoflavones by eating lots of tofu and soy foods had a 13 to 18% lower risk of developing heart disease compared with those who ate the least amount.
And soy is also a complete protein, which is why a lot of vegetarians and vegans eat plenty of it. It has all the essential amino acids and a lot of important vitamins and minerals, including B vitamins and iron. So it's good for people who don't eat a lot of meat.
Plus, it's a lot lower in saturated fat than a lot of animal food like red meat.
And it's okay for women to eat soy every day, but it's important that it's the nutritious type, so it really has the isoflavones and important vitamins to give you the benefits that you're looking for.
Yeah, as with other foods, the less processed, while not as delicious, is always best. Edamame, soy sprouts, actually, they are delicious. And whole soybeans are some of the least processed and therefore some of the healthiest soy options.
I agree. They are delicious, but, you know, processed food, salt, fat, what can you do? Fermented soy foods like miso, tempeh, natto are also considered healthy options because the fermentation process adds that beneficial bacteria that we need. Yum.
Oh, yeah. Fermentation keeps the soy's nutritional content, like the isoflavones, and the fermentation process can make them more easily digestible.
That's those bacteria. Minimally processed soy products like tofu can be part of a healthy diet too. But the ultra processed soy foods from things like store-bought dressings or oils, or the soy that's found in a lot of meal replacement bars, frozen foods, meat alternatives, and even vegan snacks, they just don't have much of the nutritional benefits, unfortunately.
Processed foods often have a lot of fillers or additives. Also, wheat gluten, lots of sodium, sugars. Of course, brands vary a lot, so we have to check out the ingredients on the label, of course.
You always have to do that because you really never know until you look. For example, some brands of soy milk add a lot of sugar or other artificial ingredients, while other brands are minimally processed and unsweetened. And then, of course, they would be the healthier soy option.
Another real concern about soy is the fact that over 90% of American soybeans are genetically modified and could contain traces of pesticides.
Well, that makes it really important to check the labels and make sure the tofu that you buy is organic. By law, organic tofu has to be made from organic non-GMO soybeans, which are grown without artificial fertilizers and pesticides.
So the bottom line is, if you choose healthy, whole food forms of soy and are not living with a breast cancer diagnosis or hypothyroidism, soy can be a great benefit in your diet.
So go ahead, enjoy your soy. But like everything else, enjoy it in moderation. And of course, compared to the impact that animal products have on our bodies, even processed soy is better for you than that.
There you go. And there's a lot of information about soy and its effect on women's health out there. Plantbasedmavens.com is one place to start that offers evidence-based, women-centered information on plant-based nutrition and lifestyle.
Check it out, and thanks for listening.
You can find us at shrinksonthird.com and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Shrinks on Third. Till next time,
take care.